To CPR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. Key COVID-19 numbers in Colorado are on the rise. 144 Coloradans with confirmed COVID-19 cases are now hospitalized. That's about twice the number from a month ago and the most since mid-March. It's far below previous waves, but it's been rising for a few weeks. The positivity rate, the rate of positive tests, is nearly 9%. Wastewater monitoring also shows signs of an emerging surge. Colorado Congressman Doug Lamborn wants the Palestinian government to stop money from going to families of alleged terrorists. The Republican has introduced the Taylor Force Martyr Payment Prevention Act, which would sanction foreign banks that help make these payments.
Banks that want to participate in the heinous action of rewarding terrorists who kill innocent civilians must be held accountable.
A previous law cut economic aid to the Palestinian Authority unless it ends the so-called martyr payments. Supporters say sanctioning banks is the next logical step. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton introduced the Senate version of the bill last December. Progressive groups are criticizing Governor Jared Polis for questioning whether state funding should be allowed for abortion. Colorado's constitution currently bans public funding, but abortion rights groups want to change that by putting it to voters through a ballot initiative. Polis has long said he supports abortion rights, but told CPR he has concerns about what that would mean for the cost of insurance for state workers. The group also criticized the governor for not committing to support added language to protect abortion in the state constitution. A fire is burning in Great Sand Dunes National Park. Staff and crews are working to contain the blaze. The visitor center is closed. Incoming traffic has been stopped. This is CPR News.